We've been talking to booksellers across the country about their favorite summer reads, and they have a lot of suggestions.
Okay, so imagine your favorite reading spot. And get ready to pack these pages. Our first guide is Harriet Logan.
I'll just take an Adirondack chair out in the butterfly garden. Give me a book. That's perfect simplicity. Maybe a glass of iced tea.
She's the owner of Loganberry Books in Shaker Heights, Ohio. And here are three of her book recommendations, starting with a graphic story called Trashed.
It is subtitled, An Ode to the Crap Jobs of All Crap Jobs. Am I allowed to say that? Durf Back Durf is a comic and graphic artist. He started really as a serial cartoonist, but he's branched into graphic novels seamlessly. He tells the story of what it's like to actually work an old-fashioned trash truck, the people involved, the residents in the neighborhoods, but he also throws in some nice ecological history of how trash is generated, where it is kept, how every single trash collection point in America is faulty and leaking and dangerous, as well as the heart of a good young man trying to find his way and get out of the crap job. It's summer. You need the ultimate big, beefy book. I always recommend George Eliot's Middlemarch. You could read it every year and find something new. The characters are complete, they are old-fashioned and yet recognizable in our current world. So you can read this on the beach, or you can read this at a desk with your footnotes and dictionaries, or anywhere in between, and that's a great luxury. In children's books, I have The Bear and the Piano by David Litchfield, which is about a bear who finds a piano and teaches himself how to play, and he becomes a master, but nobody quite understands this bear in the wood who plays piano until the humans find him and say, oh, well, you are masterful. Please come to New York and be a star. So, of course, he goes and he's a sensation, becomes rich and famous, wears fancy clothes, and everything's great, except, of course, he misses home. So, you know, he goes back to the woods. He's afraid that his friends have forgotten him, but they have not forgotten him. They have saved his piano and they cut all the newspaper clippings of his performances and appearances, and it's a beautiful homecoming.
That's Harriet Logan. She's the owner of Loganberry Books in Shaker Heights, Ohio, with her recommendations for our summer book series, Pack These Pages. Her full list is at npr.org.